do you think it's important that community has a farmer's market?
You know, the accessibility to fresh fruits and vegetables is paramount in a community and for community health. You know, we've got some really great, stores here in town that do sell all of the fresh veggies. And we've got a store that is a farmer's market, per se, year round. But we really love that kind of outdoor community feel, bringing in these vendors that it's like straight from, you know, their earth to your table. There's a real connection to the Northwoods when you have that, that kind of down-home feel of those farmers that are actually working the earth here. So it's about community, it's about connection, and it's obviously about sort of the place that we live. And we just really love to have these people, you know, with their dirty fingers from pulling up radishes, come to our market and sell you those radishes. There's a real connection to that.
I love that. And how far are the vendors coming from?
We have a radius that reaches down to Wausau and up to the UP. There's, you know, obviously the Northwoods, we're very tree dense here with an acidic soil. And so to get certain types of fruits and vegetables, we have to kind of draw from a larger area. And there's only so many farmers that are in the area. And so they actually do a circuit themselves. And so every day, they're at a different market kind of all throughout the Northwoods. So that's why ours lands on a Friday morning. It simply enables us to get those same farmers that are going to every other farmer's market in the Northwoods.
And so people that come out this Friday, what produce might they be able to find?
You know, we're still somewhat early season. We've got a lot of root vegetables, a lot of cold weather vegetables like broccoli, radishes, asparagus. You know, we're starting to get into lettuce season, definitely some green onions, microgreens. We have a really wonderful vendor that has been selling out of microgreens really quickly on Friday morning, so you got to get there early. And of course, you know, we have all kinds of breads. People are making sourdough. We have a young family that just started here in the Northwoods. They're actually local, doing sourdough and sourdough tortillas. We've got a French pastry lady that comes out every year or every Friday, and her croissants sell out so early. You have to get here real early to get some of this stuff. We've got honey. We've got syrup. You know, kohlrabi is another really big one right now. So it's really the more cold weather stuff is really starting to pop. We're probably going to get into tomato season here in the next few weeks. And then we run into apple season. So it kind of goes cyclically. But we still have quite a bit of fruits and vegetables that are out there. And then we've got these wonderful vendors that have canned goods that are all year long. So you can get all kinds of canned vegetables and canned fruits. So you can really make a whole, whole meal out of what you buy there.
That all sounds really good. I now want a croissant. So what should people know before they head out to the market on Friday?
Well, you know, we want to make sure people feel comfortable when they come to the market. So there's a lot of different places to park all throughout downtown. Obviously, we encourage you to go shopping afterwards as well into our beautiful downtown area with all those boutiques. Grab a cup of coffee at Sonder, Cafe Sonder right down the road. But you really want to get there early. Like I can't stress that enough. If you're looking for a specialty item, the earlier you can get there, the better. We really kick everything off, you know, around 9 o'clock, but the vendors are there setting up pretty early. So, you know, we've got some folks that come in before work to try and get their vegetables and, you know, before they head off to work that day. So, like I said, everything does sell out pretty quick. And it gets busy. So, you know, if you're going to come around, you know, noon one, there'll still be things for you to shop for. Absolutely. We've got a ton of stuff. But if you're looking for a very specific thing, you want to get there as early as possible. And there's restrooms very easily accessible and close with our, you know, in our proximity to downtown.
Well, great. Well, Crystal, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah. Thanks so much.